This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump begins in full Tuesday in the U.S. Senate, only the third time in history, U.S. history, that a president faces removal from office for allegedly violating his oath. One of the first pieces of business for the Senate is a vote on Republican leader Mitch McConnell's proposed timeline for the trial. McConnell's resolution would give Democratic House impeachment managers who will act as prosecutors and Mr. Trump's legal team 24 hours each over 2 days to present their cases. The resolution says nothing about whether witnesses will be called and new evidence allowed to be introduced. Meanwhile, an associate of Rudy Giuliani, charged with funneling foreign money into U.S. political campaigns, wants Attorney General William Barr to recuse himself from the case. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
A lawyer representing Lev Parnas made the request in a federal campaign finance violation case brought by New York prosecutors. Parnas and an associate are pleading not guilty to making illegal campaign contributions to further their business and political interests, including working with Rudy Giuliani to get the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine replaced. In recent weeks, Parnas has been sharing information with congressional Democrats in the impeachment inquiry. He's suggesting Attorney General William Barr would have a conflict of interest with his case. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
China's purchases of U.S. agricultural products will not impact its imports from other countries. That's according to a Commerce Ministry official. China welcomes the entry of competitive U.S. products into its markets and hopes the United States could create conditions to facilitate exports to China, according again to that same person. China will expand imports based on market conditions in line with rules of World Trade Organizations. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States will start doing more to support Venezuela's opposition leader and self-proclaimed President Juan Guaido. Pompeo and Guaido met with reporters on the sides of a regional counterterrorism meeting in Colombia Monday. Guaido, head of the National Assembly, declared himself Venezuelan president a year ago after ruling that President Nicolas Maduro's re-election was illegitimate. The Trump administration and about 50 other countries recognize Guaido as Venezuela's true president. Secretary Pompeo.
We all know, too, that the Iranian regime's top terrorist proxy, Hezbollah, has found a home in Venezuela under Maduro, and that this is unacceptable.
Guaido's initial momentum and popular uprising against Maduro has appeared to wane over the past year, but Guaido told reporters the fight for democracy finds alternatives, different pathways, and reinforced mechanisms. Thousands of gun rights activists, including armed militia members, rallied peacefully Monday in the capital of the southeastern U.S. state of Virginia, which neighbors Washington, D.C., in opposition to proposed gun control regulations. Despite fears a rally could turn violent, the protests ended without reports of incidents or arrest. Reporters at the rally say the mood was mostly festive, with demonstrators chanting, USA, USA. Many in the crowd wear war clothing with slogans supporting President Trump. VOA's Carolyn Pursuti was there.
Police had a strong presence here, hoping to avoid a repeat of the violence 2 years ago in Charlottesville when one woman was killed. The day was peaceful, and while the demonstrators were rallying outside, a group of students quietly met inside with Democratic legislators.
With all of the threats and all of the terribly violent rhetoric that's going on right now, our main goal is not to engage with gun extremists today. We're really here to be present in the legislature to make our voices heard.
USA!
These armed activists say they will show their wrath in the next election if any gun control laws are passed. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News, Richmond, Virginia.
The number of people with a new strain of coronavirus in China tripled over the weekend. VOA's Lattice Ahok.
The news that a new strain of coronavirus can be transmitted from human to human did not seem to deter Chinese travelers in Beijing on Monday.
I think it's fine. The government is providing enough information on this, and there are strict methods to control the virus. We don't feel particularly worried about the situation.
We have to be extra careful with our kids. We brought medicine with us.
I'm not particularly aware of the situation, but the news says it's limited to Wuhan.
VOA's Lattice Ahok reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.